Hi, what's up, delinquents? I know I'm a little late, but your boy was fucking dying last week. Gastritis and ulcers and all this shit. And I apologize. But I got some good news for you. I'll probably be putting out 2 podcasts this week. So yay, everybody, yay. But listen up. Your boy was actually a guest. Did I have a guest? No. I was a guest on the Cares None Be Dope podcast, now streaming everywhere, with Chris. Now, you be like, who the fuck is Chris? Chris is the man of African-American persuasion from the Ebony and Ivory episodes. So this is Ebony and Ivory 3 with your guest, me, ya boy, Sarge. And through the magic of editing, you're going to be like, where do I have to go to listen to it? I already took care of it, and it begins in 3, 2, 1.
All right. Cares None Be Dope Podcast, episode 8, the infamous episode 8.
We made it.
I got a guest today.
Hi.
My first official guest, not a co-host, not a solo dolo, an actual guest by the name of Alan Brinhouse.
Hi.
He's the owner of a very awesome, and mind you, I've been on this podcast before.
Twice.
Called the Da Gray Area.
D-A-G-R-A-Y-A-R-E.
Now, I think we should tell them how the whole thing actually was supposed to come to fruition in the beginning.
Yeah. Yeah, I brought it to your attention. I was like, hey, man, you want to do a podcast? You're like, fuck yeah, it's the way of the future. It's the way of the future, but... Things were going pretty good for you for your videos, your comedy videos, and you wanted to pursue that. And I was like, fucking go for it. And I actually mentioned that on my podcast. I was like, he decided to go with the videos. And I was like, good for him. And then now, lo and behold, here he is in the podcast world. And I heard you were starting your own podcast. And I'm sitting there just like biting my fucking lip like, motherfucker.
it's a little different for me from how I gathered that. I wasn't ready when you were ready. I was still trying to figure out exactly what it is I wanted to talk about. I wasn't comfortable yet. I was uncomfortable, and it had nothing to do with the videos because it was kind of on my mind. I was almost like legit like, let's do this. And to be honest, I think we were like, let's do this.
Yeah, it's time consuming though.
But you were hella like, let's go. I got the money, I'll put it up. And I'm just like, you know, I just wasn't ready, man.
Right.
I just wasn't fucking ready. But then guess what happened? Your boy got ready.
You're ready now.
But you had already had your shit established.
Oh yeah.
And how many episodes are you in right now?
I am at 50. I've done 50. So this would be 50.5 because I'm a guest on you.
That's right. Okay. So I have done your podcast before, twice actually.
Ebony and Ivory.
That's what he calls it. So if you check out his degree area, it's on all platforms.
All platforms. Yes.
And what episode was I on? The first one. It was within the first 10, no?
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah, you were definitely in the first 25 like twice, I think.
Okay, yeah. And to be honest, being on your podcast was my way of getting comfortable with it. It was like getting my feet wet, so to speak, you know, like dipping my toes in the deep end.
Absolutely. I was still trying to figure it out, man. I didn't have an intro. I didn't have like a layout. I didn't have a way to, I didn't have like a, this is how the layout of my podcasts work until after like Ebony and Ivory, you and I, like episode 2 for us.
Right. And our shit was super long too, right? Is ours still one of your longest?
Oh yeah, hour and a half. Like, we averaged for both of them.
Where do you try to keep yours too? Do you have a limit or just when you just feel like stopping?
Solo dolo. If I'm going solo dolo, right? It's about 45 minutes to an hour, yeah.
Let me ask you this. How do you feel about the solo dolo versus the guest? Like, how do you personally like it? Like your own personal solo dolos.
I go off the people's responses. So people like it when I have guests, it flows, everything just flows. But I have a layout when I do the solo stuff. I have like 4 topics that I touch, but when I have guests, it's just like shooting the shit. Right. So it's you can't just go solo dolo the whole time. You need to have guests on, otherwise it's just gonna
if I'm not mistaken, so I mentioned this in mine. There's a couple people that do solo dolos like almost exclusively and they crush.
They do have, but they have people. They have like researchers and
right. They got teams, producers. And shit, right? It's a lot easier. Yeah. As a matter of fact, my boss, shout out to Darren. He told me today, this is the first thing, and he follows it. He loves it. He loves the podcast. He's actually one of my favorite people in that building. He told me today, you know what really pisses me off about your podcast? And I'm like, what? And he didn't tell me for like 10 minutes. And then he goes, so you're not an Apple guy, are you? I'm like, no, I'm an Android guy. I talked about that very vividly. He goes, yeah, me too. And every time you fucking asshole say, hey, Google, all my shit goes out. Look at my shit. Yeah, yeah. So I wonder how many people, when I do the Google,
yes,
I wonder how many people feel that.
Everybody. Like, I listen to it in my car and like my commutes. And you say,
are you an Android guy?
I am.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. And then you say, hey, mm-hmm. And then,
hey, mm-hmm.
And my phone's like, yes.
Yeah. And, and here's the thing. So I was telling you before we got on that I listen to all the podcasts before I give it out.
Yeah.
Not that I'm editing, because I remember you and I talked about that, because I don't want no editing. If I can't fucking talk for 20 minutes, then I just put it out there like that. I'm not editing
that space,
shit out.
There's that space and you leave it there.
Now, I had to edit for the first couple of episodes because I thought I was going to use the video. But, and the only reason why is not because I was clipping anything out, is because this camera stopped and I didn't want that.
You had a time limit on your
video. Yeah, it was like less than 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Which brings me to it's a great segue. I have great news for the podcast. I just purchased, on its way, a Panasonic, I might fuck this up, HCX1.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody who knows what the fuck that is, and I'm sure that's probably wrong, because I'm not a video file like that. It's a very, very nice prosumer camcorder.
Fancy.
Super legit, high quality.
Bougie ass.
Super bougie. And I've been telling all my fans, all my fucking followers, all my listeners that it's coming and it's here. It has been purchased. It is on its way right now to Lisle, Illinois.
Nice.
And I cannot fucking wait. I cannot fucking wait.
What's your platform? Where do you go through?
Okay, so I use Simplecast. To be honest, I feel like they're all, for the most part, similar. They offer a lot of the same shit. It was the one that kind of... To be honest, I've heard that it's not necessarily like... This one chick that I talked to, she says the intro is not loud. Now, what do you feel about the intro of mine? You think does it sound like it's like low?
Your voice?
Or my voice, talking about, we're going to be talking about this and then the music and then, have you ever thought I can't hear the intro?
No, I could hear you.
Fine?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So a few people have told me the intro is low.
Oh, no. No, I think it's fine.
Right?
Yeah.
So good. When I'm listening to it, it sounds fine. Like, because I always listen to them again, and it sounds fine. So I'm going to figure it out. Maybe it's the fucking website. I don't know. Maybe it's you Apple motherfuckers.
Maybe that's what it is.
Stop fucking with Apple. You might be able to hear some shit.
You also have volume buttons in your vehicles and on your phones.
Turn up!
You can max it out in your car, but if it's not maxed out on your phone, it's not going to be as loud as you want it to be. So turn it up all the way on your phones, and if you like Bluetooth it through your car, then you adjust the volume that way.
Yeah. Very, very obviously. Very obvious. Well, let me ask you this. So let me ask you, what is your goal? What should they expect from your podcast?
To be real, like all the time. I don't sugarcoat shit. I talk about the name of the podcast is Da Gray Area, DAGRAYAREA. DA stemming from Da Bears from Chicago, you know, like the Blues Brothers, you know.
Da Bears.
So the whole premise is you are allowed to have your own opinion and think however you want in life or society or whatever. But as long as you don't base your opinions off of race, religion, gender, or sexual preference, you're probably doing it fine. If you base any of your decisions or your opinions off of race, religion, gender, or sexual preference, I think you're doing it the wrong way. There's other ways to go about it. Look at humans for being humans. Look at society for what it is. And it's pretty much covering the gray area, so to speak, of what people do not want to fucking talk about. Like when you have a conversation, those people that like leave the room when certain topics come up, like politics at Thanksgiving or, you know,
right,
love life or sexuality, people don't want to talk about it because they don't want to, you know, they don't want people to know their true selves, or they hide themselves, or they don't want, you know, to hear about other people. So, you know, like, you're my friend, but if we have this conversation, you might not be my friend. That's stupid. Just fucking, just, why are you hiding yourself?
Yeah, that is kind of ridiculous. It's super ridiculous that, you know what? A little bit off topic, but on the same topic. Okay. You know what I'm learning about life? The older I get, the more I really, you remember Transformers? More than meets the eye. Remember that?
Autobots,
yeah, fucking roll out. Triceptacons, where the fuck is it?
Decepticons.
I said Triceptacons. Right. No, but what I've been learning is that nothing is what I thought it was. Like almost nothing. Almost everything is, there's layers of everything, and I feel like there's a lot of bullshit out there. For instance, Trump supporters versus a guy wearing a camouflage hat. Hear me out. They're not all fucking racist. But I'm telling you,
right,
that the, your first thought, at least as a black man in this area, my first thought would be, and again, I'm working on this further than most people, so it's easy for me to see that that's probably bullshit.
Yeah.
But some people can't see that. They see a black dude in this and they think, you know, a certain way. So we all have these preconceived notions. But it's like, it's not that if you just talk to motherfuckers.
Oh, absolutely. 100%.
Which is what I think your podcast was about. Just have some real dialogue, you can really fix some things, or at least talk about some shit respectfully.
There's a lot of ignorant people out there, especially when it comes to politics. They look at people of color or African-American persuasions and they're like, oh, they're automatically not Democrats. That's what I'm talking about. You don't jump to fucking conclusions based on color. There are plenty of African-American Trump supporters because they watch the news. They don't break away from fucking Keeping Up with the Kardashians one time a week because something happens in politics. Be like, oh my God, we killed somebody in Iran. No, bitch, pay attention, because the motherfucker was in Iraq. There's a whole bunch of things that are like side things that are going on, but like when politics actually breaks that pop culture wall that everybody's hiding behind, and all of a sudden they come out of their little veil to pay attention to politics and be like, oh my God, we did this, oh my God, Trump's a monster, mean man orange, and he said something once upon a time 10 fucking years before he was president, and like, oh, I hate Trump, he's such a bad guy, look what he did, look at how he acted. I was like, what, he took advantage of capitalism and the economy and as part of an administration that he was never part of? Now he's sacrificing all that fucking coin and millions of dollars to be better for America so America can make more money, but he's actually losing money business-wise, but America's doing much better. There's plenty of, if you look up Candace Owens, she is one of the leading African-American supporters of Donald Trump, and she is fucking hot.
She got big booty.
Oh, she's
you know, black girls got big booties.
She's awesome. She likes to.
Would you fuck her?
Twice sideways till her hair bleeds.
Okay, there you go. That's how you know you ain't racist. Well, that. So you know what? Racism doesn't mean that you won't fuck that race.
Oh yeah.
So I can hate a race and still fuck their women.
Yeah, hate fucking.
Okay, my fault. Go ahead. What were you saying again? My fault.
There's lots of things that, you know, people want to get into politics, but they don't care enough to actually like. Even like watch the news, MSNBC, CNN, ABC, Fox News. It doesn't matter what platform you listen. As long as you pay attention to the news, you could take the information in and you could decipher it yourself. Mm. Because right now, lots of people, they hear say and they hear this and they hear that. But when they're questioned about why they don't like Trump, for instance, they're like, he's racist. Oh, right? Oh yeah, prove that he's racist. What did he do to prove that he's a racist person? The motherfucker won an NAACP award. Like Reverend Al Sharpton and Jackson loved him. There's pictures of them like loving.
He was in
each
a
other.
Lot of black rap too. I'm telling you, like Trump was considered like a boss, and he is a boss. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, and then all of a sudden he gets in this platform. It's like, oh, I hate him now.
I think here's what I think, and mind you, before I even go any further, because we're talking politics. I don't study the shit. Right. I personally try to stay away from it. I know you kind of dive in a little bit more. I know you served and shit like that, so you're more into it than I am by a mile. But just as the outsider who's open-minded but also stays away,
mm-hmm.
Here's my thought. I feel like he's so different as far as any political figure we've ever had running for office or made office. Like he's, at least for in my time, he's just so different from all of them, whereas all the other ones, whether Republican or Democrat, all had that politicky,
oh yeah,
fucking fake bullshit.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Their first impression and their impression that they're giving off is not themselves at all.
Right.
Now, the Cliff Note version of Donald Trump, and then I'll drop it, is as a human being, he's misogynistic a little bit. He's conceited. He's a little bit of an asshole. He's arrogant, but he's warranted that. Like, he's earned that kind of way to be like, fuck yeah, I am the man. I am a fucking
Well, let me interject. I don't agree. I don't give a fuck what you've done in life and how dope you are. Mm-hmm. You're not better than me as a human being.
Right.
You might be better at business. You might be better at being this, but I might be better at beating my meat than you are. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, so I can't allow anyone to think that they are better. And I'm not saying this is what he's doing,
mm-hmm.
but say that you said he has, it's warranted that he's a, well, you can be dope and still not be a piece of shit to other humans. Not saying that he has or anything. I'm just saying.
Right.
That you got to be careful with that, in my personal opinion.
The really simple version of it is, as a person, he's not that great of a human being. As a person, when it comes to like humanity and how he treats other people personally. But as a president, as a businessman, as someone who's, you know, he's actually putting America first, and it's proven. Like, it is proven. How would you prove it? I could go off on huge fucking tangents for a while on as to why he's not being bad. He's actually doing pretty good as a president. As a person, I wouldn't.
You know what? He doesn't come off as presidential.
Right.
Now, especially coming from the last guy who was the most. Listen, I don't give a fuck if you don't fuck with Obama or not. Mm-hmm. One thing the motherfucker was good at was making you feel that we were safe.
That motherfucker could talk.
You see what I'm saying? His mouthpiece was so strong.
Yes, yeah.
And he knew how to make you feel like he gave a fuck about everybody. Trump don't. He kind of is like, this is what it is. Which I could argue America probably needed a little bit of that.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? It's just the problem is it's so drastic. And I think a lot of people voted for him because they were just so sick of the fake bullshit politician, whether you're Democrat or Republican. They all were bullshit. They all were fake. Hillary was fake. Obama was fake. They're all fake. And this guy's like, okay, well, he's a piece of shit, but at least he doesn't come off like the rest of these motherfuckers. Yeah. So let's just throw a wrench in the whole fucking thing.
Yeah.
Now, here's the question I want to ask you, though, about the whole thing.
Okay.
The racial part of the Trump supporters. I believe in my heart, at least from what I have met, at least recently, how about this? Very recently, I've met a lot of people like Steve, my boy Steve.
Gooder.
Yeah, you know Steve.
Mm-hmm.
He's a Trump supporter.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I'm Trump all day.
Yeah.
Very clearly, he's not racist. One, he's half Cuban.
Yeah.
Two,
the whitest Cuban.
You know what I'm saying? He's the whitest Cuban, but he's Cuban. His mom's off the boat and shit.
Yeah.
And then me, I'm his, like, practically his brother. I think he likes me more than his fucking actual brother, damn near.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly, he's not a racist human being. Clearly.
No, not even.
He's, if anything, he's more about, like, are you a piece of shit or not?
Yeah.
Are you about your life or not? And
verified, yeah.
But it comes off that Trump supporters tend to come off as, or at least maybe I'm thinking for myself. I don't want to talk for everybody, but they have this. It comes. Trump. Oh, you must hate blacks. You must hate Mexicans. And I'm starting to think that might be a picture that it was painted to us.
Yes, let me tell you why. Because lots of people in the entertainment industry are crossing fucking borderlines because you're in entertainment, you're an actor or you're an activist and you're a celebrity, and then all of a sudden you want to cross barriers and tell your fans and tell your fan base who to fucking vote for. And that's why entertainers, when they go into politics, they're pulling their whole fan base to be either a Democrat or Republican, and these motherfuckers are so ignorant to the point of being like, well, Lady Gaga likes him or her, so that's what I'm going to do. And then you got thousands of fucking people, millions of people being like, oh, I hate Trump because Alyssa Milano says so, or Robert De Niro says so. Fuck that shit. Like, do your own research.
Now, let me ask you this about the whole Trump, supporting Trump thing.
Yeah.
I feel like I have, now I do understand that you can clip anything. Like if you just had a picture on, if you just had a, not even a picture, just a microphone every Sunday that me and Steve were sitting there for football, right? Just a microphone listening. I can guarantee you can clip up enough scenes over all those years to make me seem like the world's worst Hitler. Mm-hmm. Based on just jokes, based on just being stupid, based on being funny, based on whatever. And you can clip parts of what I'm saying to make me off as a fake, fucking hideous human being. Now, I feel like with Trump, I have heard clips of him very clearly and very obviously openly lying. I've heard things. I'm like, okay, he said this and then he flipped it. You, as a guy who supports more on the support of him as a president, not as a necessarily human being, you've already said how you feel about him as a guy, but mm-hmm. as a president.
Right.
How do you answer that? Like the very openly flip-flopping within, like, this person's an awesome person, the worst person of all time. I feel like I've heard him say that a few times. Now, again, I think all of them have done that.
Yeah.
It just seems like they painted this picture that he does it a lot.
When he's attacked on any level, even if it's like a little, like low-key little jab towards him, he will go over the top and be like, fuck you, you're a dog, pretty much. And then everyone blows that crazily out of proportion. Now, will he say things that, you know, fact-checkers prove wrong? Yes. But where is he getting his information from? Where, and I guarantee that's why people are in and out of his cabinet all the time, because people are giving him information and he's sharing this information and then he's proved or fact checked wrong. And then he's like, why did you tell me that? And then that person is like fucking fired. They're gone.
But and like, that was his whole thing. He fires niggas.
Yeah, he does.
He'll get rid of your ass. You're fired.
Like, you made me look stupid. So that's it.
How about this? Let's get off this topic.
Okay.
For a second, because, you know, we can do politics all day. And the problem is I'm just too fucking ignorant. I don't know enough.
People are like, let me this segue it. All right. There's two different kinds of people, right? So, and this is the same thing when it comes to, like, politics. I'm going to tell you a joke. Okay? Now, people are going to say, oh my God, that's funny. They understand me telling you a joke because... prenote, I am Jewish and I'm going to tell you a like anti-Jew joke. Now, does that make me a fucking, you know, part of the KKK? There are people that are going to hear me tell you this joke right now and they're going to be like, oh my God, he's a white supremacist. And then there's going to be...
Without knowing the context behind what
automatically,
the fuck is going on.
Right. If they jump in on this podcast and they automatically hear me say the joke and they don't hear the precursor, what I just told you, they'll turn off the podcast possibly and be like, oh my God, I'm never listening to this guy again. He's a white supremacist.
But I could argue you don't even want that motherfucker to listen. Don't listen to me then. Like if you can't see
right.
contextually what the fuck is going on,
right.
If you can't even fathom that there was a joke.
Yeah, and then there's people that understand who I am, where I come from. They understand the precursor, and they understand that this is just in the entertainment thing. And then there's people that take it for exactly what they want to take it for, because they're ignorant as shit and they don't want to do their own research in the background.
Right, right.
So
right.
The joke is this. What?
Oh, you about to give me an actual joke?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
might as well play the game. Now, there's going to be people out there to be like, oh my God.
Fuck, cares none.
What a horrible
hit it with a cares none.
Cares none.
There you go. Oh, we got to talk about that. Okay, finish it.
Oh, yes.
My fault. I got something to say to the people.
So people will hate this, or people will be like, oh my God, that's fucking hilarious because he's Jewish and he's telling this joke. What did Hitler get his niece for her birthday?
I have no idea.
An easy bake oven. Yep.
It's funny because it's true.
These brownies taste like people.
Now that's a fucked up joke right there.
Yeah.
No, but I see what you're saying though. It's like, it's, dude, if you can't take a motherfucking joke, even listen on your own expense. All you know, most of my videos are making fun of myself.
Yeah,
I make fun of other different types of people, but if you can't make fun of yourself or you can't, like, laughter is the best. To me, what's better than laughter as far as making you feel better?
Nothing.
Let me ask you this. Is a phenomenal laugh equal, or would you rather have, how about this? Would you rather have the best laugh you've ever had or an average nut?
Oh, the best laugh I've ever had.
How about a phenomenal nut or the best laugh you've ever had?
What's, am I depressed?
No.
I'm not I'm just normal.
You're just normal. It's a regular day. You with your fellas and you just had a laugh. You know, because to me, all right, how about this? To me,
nutting is nutting.
Those good laughs, the ones you can remember for years and shit, I feel like you get about 10 of those a year, or excuse me, a lifetime. I'm talking like that laugh that
you're crying,
you can't breathe, you're a little scared because you can't fucking, you're like,
the next day your abs are like, ah. Yeah,
those laughs. But you don't get, I get good laughs. But not like those. You get those. I've already had like five in my life.
Yeah, those are more rare than phenomenal nuts.
I can argue that I've had about a good, like, phenomenal nuts. I think I've had maybe about seven phenomenal nuts in my life. Again, let me ask you, would you rather have the best laugh you ever had or a phenomenal nut?
Best laugh.
I agree.
Because it would just be more memorable, I think, for me.
Right, and a bad nut is still a nut. A nut. Wait, a bad nut is still a nut. A nut, yeah. It's kind of like pizza. Even shitty pizza is still pizza.
Yeah, I mean, if all you have is Hawaiian pineapple shit pizza.
I'm eating Hawaiian pineapple shit pizza. Fuck it. Same thing with a nut. Like, all right, I guess, all right, bing, bing. Hey, you ever waste a nut? Like, those are the worst. Even masturbating, having sex, this is the worst. Being like,
oh. Oh, yeah, I had parents.
Like, you ever been watching... You ever been watching Pornhub or something and you were getting close and then you like, okay, I like this position, then I'm about to let it go on this position.
Yeah.
And then they switch it up, but you're already too far.
Yeah, and then you just sit.
So you just wasted it on them like talking. Nutting to them talking. Or
they change the scene, you're sitting there looking at like,
yeah, this, but like, you're already nutted.
Just flapping sack and you're coming at the same time. You're like, no, yeah,
it's like such a waste.
This isn't what I wanted.
Right, right, right. So I feel like, oh. I got to tell you this before I forget. Because, you know, my whole thing is circling back around. Everyone talks about it.
Oh, yeah, circle back.
It's a whole thing.
Yep.
It's a thing everyone talks about.
Two episodes ago.
I'm trying to work on it. So.
This isn't a circle back. So let me even start this yet.
No, I kind of started it. Remember I said I want, like a little bit. I said I wanted to talk about this.
Oh, yeah.
Right before the Trump shit. Very little, though. So, I've had a couple of gifts about the podcast. People, you know. They got these shoes, which you see. Aren't these dope?
They're fucking sick.
These are shoes. These are the shoes. Nick Wiechek.
Yeah.
Aren't these dope? Look at the carrot.
I know. I saw it. Like,
isn't that dope?
I love it. I love it.
And then, obviously, this is super dope.
Mark Coleman.
Mm-hmm. You grew up with him. You know him.
Oh, yeah.
So, getting falling these gifts.
Banisters and shit.
Oh, man. We got to talk about that story later. So, people be giving me gifts, you know, kind of like, it's like a housewarming, but it's like a podcast warming gift. Is anybody else? Yes. If you come on the podcast, I need a podcast warming gift.
It doesn't always have to be booze, although that's nice.
Although booze is very nice.
Yeah, that's a good default.
So normally, the few times I've done your podcast, which we did at my house mm-hmm. or my apartment,
mm-hmm.
you still gave me a gift.
Mm-hmm.
So you make pickles.
I do make pickles.
It's like your thing.
I love. I don't know why.
Did you know I like pickles? Or did you just said, I'm just bringing pickles? Or did you ask me?
I said, because I was making them, and I was just randomly one off. I was like, hey, you like pickles? No homo?
I'm like, I was like, yeah. No homo, but yeah.
Yes. And I was like, cool, I brought you pickles.
I love them. I love pickles. I actually really do love pickles. Did you know? I just learned this like about a fucking year ago. Not even a year, like a half a year ago. Do you know why they serve pickles with sandwiches?
Jews.
I ain't gonna lie, that's probably the most ridiculous answer I've ever heard. You said Jews?
Oh, yeah, go to a Jewish deli. Everything comes with a pickle.
No, okay, no, but do you know why?
No.
I Googled it because I wondered, like, how come, what is the pickle for? Why is everyone, but no one knows. Everyone just goes, I don't know.
It's a valid thought.
Right? It's a good thought?
Yeah.
So check this out.
Mm-hmm.
It's a palate cleanser.
Ah.
Right? Makes sense. Kind of like sushi with the ginger and all that shit. It's the same principle. And it kind of makes sense. Like that little, they get the sour, the acidity kind of
mm-hmm.
cleanses your mouth a little bit for the next bite. So I don't know if you got fries. So what I do now when I eat, now that I know that, I eat my burger and fry different or burger and chip or whatever. So I'll take a bite of my burger
mm-hmm.
and then I'll take a bite of the chip. I'll take a bite of the pickle
mm-hmm.
and then I'll eat the fry and I'll take a bite of the pickle. And I go back and forth. So you get like the first initial punch of the pickle or the sandwich.
You're going to run out of pickle though at that rate.
I always, personally, I ask for double pickle.
Hey.
And my boss at work, he knows now. He goes, "Hey, I love you, brother. Here's a couple extra pickles." I love the pickles with the sandwiches.
Oh yeah,
pickles and meat, no homo. I love fucking pickles and meat. I do.
It's like Chicago style hot dogs.
I like a big fat pickle and a big fat piece of meat.
Mm-hmm.
Chocolate. Wait. Statute of limitations.
Those ones are bigger.
All right, going back to the point, my fuck. Circle back. I got to circle back. Yeah, sorry. I got to work on this.
We went off on a tangent. This is what I call tangents on my
podcast. So he brought these fucking pickles,
mm-hmm.
and they were good, too. You make them, and it's a little different than, you can tell when they're fresh versus, like, the bullshit you can buy.
Oh, yeah.
You could tell that you made those and better. I would argue they're better by a mile, actually.
Oh, thank you.
Homemade pickles, when you do it and you jar them. So tell me the process.
Did I give you the hot, or did I give you
I think you gave me one of each, to be honest.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Going forward, if you ever make me another, hot, spicy. Right. I like my shit sassy. So I love the hot. So tell me, how do you do that before we get into...
There's a process. Okay, so there's seasonings, right? So it comes from cucumbers, right?
Right.
So there's different kinds of cucumbers. So there's pickling cucumbers, and there's regular cucumbers, and there's English cucumbers, and it's all... You find what you like, and you work with that. So when it comes to, like, pickled chips, I like the English cucumbers. When I want fucking, like... For salads, or not salads, but for like sandwiches, pickled chips, I would go for like normal cucumbers. But for...
Wait, what the fuck is a normal cucumber?
Like a normal cucumber, like what you would put in like a salad.
Okay, like the ones you see like a Jewel.
And yeah, you just cut them straight down, and they're the big fat circles, and you put those on burgers. I think those are the best.
Okay.
But for pickled chips, I would do the English cucumber because it's got more of a crunch, right? And then there's pickling cucumbers, which you could use for like hot dogs, I think is the best for like spears and stuff.
So I love pickles on hot dogs, bro. Like I love to me, like a Chicago style dog
is the best fucking thing on the
planet. And I like a chili dog. I like all kind of dogs.
Yeah, but
Chicago style with the neon relish.
Neon.
It's got to be neon. Yeah. It's got to be fucking neon, sewage waste fucking. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle green. It's got to be ridiculous.
Secret of the ooze relish.
What else? You got to have sport peppers.
Oh, yeah. Sport peppers. Okay.
Celery salt.
Yep. Poppy seed bun.
Poppy seed bun.
Mustard. Fresh onions.
Ooh, mustard. Is that what it's Chicago style? Is it officially mustard on that?
Oh, yes. 100%.
100%.
100%. Yes.
I didn't know that.
You know? Oh, no. Someone's going to catch you now? You're like, oh,
I didn't. I mean, I don't mind. I like mustard, but I didn't know. Some people don't like mustard, though.
Oh, yeah, but there's something about the full bite of a Chicago style.
And you got to get, a Hebrew National dog? You get like a true, what do you call them?
Kosher beef.
Yeah, kosher beef dog.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ladies.
Wait, and you're Jewish.
I am.
So have you ever blessed a hot dog before?
I'm not a rabbi, so no. I am not.
Hey, what is that? Is that an actual thing? Like at the Hebrew National plant, there's fucking Hebrews.
There is a fucking rabbi blessing all that meat.
Like for real, that's not a joke.
No. Wait, if you put the kosher stamp on anything, there is a rabbi somewhere in that line saying, I confirm this.
Salikum salam. Is that Jewish?
That's Muslim, but
no, okay. Sorry.
We absolutely hate each other, but okay.
Wait, so there's like a dude with like the beard comes in there. You have to have the beard.
He could look. He could be bald with glasses and clean shaven. Rabbis.
I feel like rabbis got to have a beard. That's kind of what
like
I think.
The hardcore old school Hasidic rabbis definitely look like that. They look like Amish people, but they drive Beamers.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because you guys are just intelligent, smarter. You guys got the money.
That is bullshit.
You own Hollywood.
It's not true. We're just.
You definitely own Hollywood. That's a thing.
That might be true.
That's a thing. Everyone knows Jews. That's why you can't fuck around with the Jew jokes no more. That stopped years ago.
Oh, I could do it because I'm Jewish. Just no, like,
that's different. Yeah, just like I can make. I can say nigger, or I can say all that easier than like than you could.
I will never ever say that word in my
life. But you could, but it would be easier for me to say it.
Oh, 100%.
And I can't make a fucking jokes about Jews, you know what I'm saying, as easy as you could.
But honestly, if you look back in history of all time, who's had it worse than Jews and black people?
Man, at least based on the last fucking, since I can remember, last 1,000 years or so, Jews and blacks got it worse. I guess maybe women. Women been getting screwed over for a while, I think, to a degree.
Yeah, they're fine now. Personally,
I think that's a nice subject, baby. That's a subject.
We can visit
you got women right now, like
Motherfucker! You don't know me.
You don't know my struggle.
Should not have ate the apple, Eve.
Yeah, y'all fucked up. Y'all fucked up.
You know I love you.
Women have definitely. Circle back.
God, we're going off on tangents.
You know what? I should change the name of the podcast to Tangents.
Yeah,
Tangents be dope. Podcast. No, all right. So he bought me no pickles.
No, I made those.
And I ain't gonna lie. When you walked in, I'm looking at I'm like, where the pickles at? You know. So I'm a little upset about no pickles.
I could have brought some. Fuck.
But that being said. Let me tell y'all what this motherfucker did. He got me, first of all, a black hat. I like black hats. I'm black. I like hats. It makes sense. I like a black hat. So he's like, and he even said it. I forget. You said something. What did you? Do you remember what you said when you was opening the bag exactly?
Yeah, I said I wanted to welcome you to the podcast world.
That's what he goes. He goes, so, you know, I don't know, everybody get you a little something. You know, I want to do my little piece. I'm like, oh, what's up, Nick? What you got?
Like a kid on Christmas.
Yeah, you kidding me? Like, well, I'm about to get a gift. Think what you got. He goes, I got you this. He pulls out a fucking dope ass hat by the 950 series. So they do it right. That says cares none, right? And a dope, I'm going to say purple grape color. Royal. Was that intentional? The grape color?
It was definitely, it was.
Don't lie.
Purple was intentional. I didn't know you were going to go all. I love grape juice on it.
Yeah, because I'm like, okay, the first thing I'm like, oh, okay, it's purple grape. I get it. That's funny. I get it. It was like
the color of your podcast and the color of your headphones is purple.
Good point. I didn't even think that. My point was thinking, oh, this nigga think I like grape.
That was my thought. You're like, nope, subconsciously, you're a racist piece of shit.
No. So I'm
watermelon
like,
red.
So I'm looking at a black hat that says cares none in the front that he got made, right? He got it fucking made. So I'm like, oh, dope. Like, and I'm just like, first of all, anybody gives you anything, it could be a fucking blowjob from a hooker. Like, oh, thanks, bro. You know, I'm going to be happy about it. But then when he went out of his way to get this hat made, so I'm like, oh, shit, I put it on, right? I'm putting it on, and I'm sitting there like, oh, shit. I took it off, looked at the back because I got a big fat head, two of them, two big fat heads.
Ladies.
You see what I did there?
I did.
You see what I did there? Two nice. Big fat fucking black chocolate heads.
Mm.
But the one that we're talking about is on my actual cranium. Is that a word?
Top of the shoulders.
Yeah. There. And it says be dope in the back. It says be dope. So it's like cares none in the back. Be dope. That's such a thoughtful gift. You motherfuckers, you, Nick, Mark, all you thoughtful motherfuckers. I love y'all. That's such a, and I'm going to wear this in my next video 1,000%. So anybody who's watching this that wants to see what it looks like, you will see it. And not to mention, I'm getting a new camcorder. So the podcast, this is going to be, I probably won't wear this too often outside. I'm going to fuck it up. It's too much. It means too much. Just like the shoes. I'm never going to wear those.
No, I wouldn't.
Right? It's the same.
Especially fucking now.
It's the same principle as the hat. Why would I wear that? It's a gift. It's a dope gift that should be, that should last forever.
Well, the hat, you self-promote yourself with that.
So, like I said, I'll do it in my videos in my house where I'm not fucking it up.
True.
But I'm not about to just wear this, fuck around, throw it on the couch, bullshit. I'm not doing that.
Now, also, the B-dope glows in the dark.
Yeah, you told me that. And I was like, what? So turn the lights off and the bitches glow?
Yeah, if you turn the lights off, it'll say B-dope and it'll glow.
Now, let me ask you this about...
Because I've always or a black light will kick off of it.
Like, well, I've always wondered this about glow-in-the-dark shit.
Uh-huh.
Do you have to, like, rev it up? Or does it not work that way?
It catches light. The threading catches the light, so it will fade.
So it absorbs?
Yes.
Okay.
It absorbs light, and then it'll retract it when you enter darkness.
So let me ask you. So what you're saying is, if I had this under my shirt for 25 minutes, dark, right?
Yeah.
Turn the lights off, take it out, you probably won't see the be dope that much in that situation.
No.
Now that I'm like this... Then turn it off. Then you'll very clearly see it.
Yeah, but then it'll fade over time. But if you go back,
what is that? What the fuck? What is this fucking material? What is that?
Science.
You know what? Hey, I'm about to fuck. Hey, whoever.
You're testing the.
Hey, Android niggas, turn your phones off. Hey, Google, what is the glow in the dark material made of?
On the website sciencenotes.org, they say. Glow-in-the-dark stars consist of plastic containing a phosphorescent powder.
Phosphorescent?
Back in the 1970s, the only glowing pigment was zinc sulfide, which emitted green light.
Huh. Ah. Well, that is it'll retract. Like if you work, if you walk past a black light, like a, I don't know, like a 1995 Dave Matthews concert or something.
I fucks with Dave Matthews. I love how many blacks you know can say that?
One. None.
Okay. Am I the one?
Yes.
Okay. I actually like Dave.
Now I got
Crash Into Me.
That song's about fucking.
Really?
Crash Into Me?
I mean, I could drive my car and crash into you too.
Yeah. But. Oh God, I'm trying to
really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
And I come into
Well, you know what? I don't really ever listen to the words. So.
Oh.
Yeah, and you know what? My brain ain't great. My brain ain't great. I don't, like, remember shit. I got to read shit 8 times.
Oh, don't worry about it. Now I got to... Don't worry about it.
I got to worry about it, man. My brain. It's the only brain I got.
Dude, you got a setup. You got a podcast. You got people that care about you.
No. I'm still dope. I just... My brain ain't dope. My brain's very, like, very average. What's dope about me is my energy.
It's not.
No, my brain...
You're underselling yourself.
No. What makes me dope is my energy.
Oh, charisma.
Charisma. Yeah. I could argue is the ugly sister of fucking energy, but that's what I believe that I offer. It's fucking energy.
I hear that.
Good or bad.
Motivated.
It could be bad, too. Like, when I'm fucking pissed and I'm upset or I'm hurt, everyone in the room knows it. So it's like, oh, man. And I feel bad when I know, because I always notice it in hindsight. Like, you know what, man, I could have probably switched up. I didn't have to be such a pussy. I didn't have to be such a bitch how I thought about whatever situation. I could have cleaned it up. So
the impression that you send out to people is never fake. I'll tell you that. That's a good thing. Lots of people send out fake impressions because they want to try to impress based off of what they think the person that they're talking to wants. You're like, take me for how I am or fuck off. Cares none.
I really feel that way.
That's great.
And I argue that, man, and listen, you know what? Do you remember my buddy Joey? You probably don't remember him. Joey Freed. Shout out Joey Freed. He taught me this lesson a long time ago. And he said, Chris, the more you try to make everyone else happy, the more unhappy you'll be.
That's true.
And it's so true. And the more
Because you have to be fake to make other people happy. And then you're not being your real self, though.
I do think that there's levels to that. All right, well...
Through the power of editing, you guys think that nothing just happened. But in fact, 20 minutes have gone by.
Literally 20-something minutes. I didn't make a new drink. You tried the cherries.
The fucking cherries.
The filthy brand cherries.
Holy balls. That thing was the best cherry I've ever had in my life.
Super delicious cherries. Expensive, too.
Oh, my God. Worth it.
We were in the middle of talking. And I moved, and then my foot must have hit one of these... cables and everything just fell down and stopped and everything stopped.
Yep.
And we were trying to go back and I said, you know what? Fuck it. I'm just going to be honest.
Let them know.
I don't remember what the fuck we were talking about. I don't even give a fuck either. I don't give a fuck circling around.
Cares
none.
Yes.
But what I do want to talk about is this video that was brought to my attention yesterday. A good friend of mine came over last night. And she showed me this video.
Before or after? Did she show you the video?
Before or after what? Before.
Ah.
Before. But it was super crazy. I don't even know how the conversation got brought up. But she was talking about like some of the craziest shit she's been in. No, we were talking about drive. Okay, because last night, here's what happened. Last night was like a blizzard in Chicago.
Yes.
Okay. And it was tough to drive. And she drove here in that trash.
Side note. Why the fuck is Weather Channel or whoever the fuck, why are we calling winter storms? Why do they have names? This was Jacob, apparently.
Really?
Jacob.
It wasn't bad for a name.
No. I mean, like, we're from here. That's it. That's what you got. You're fucking naming this. This isn't a fucking hurricane. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I feel like it wasn't that. It was a big storm. But I don't think it was like one of the worst I've seen.
Oh, hell no.
Anyway, so we're talking about, you know, driving in that trash, da 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 da. And she goes, no, I know some shit where like, I was in something that was crazy.
Motivated for the dick. Motivated.
Supposedly, she was not far from that. The reason why she brought it up, she goes, you could see this when I was like 7 or 8 or wherever old she was. I forgot the number. I was drunk. But she was saying, like, I saw that, and then I saw this video of this happening after, like, years later. So Alan gets into the apartment, and I was like, dude, I got to show you this video because it's been fucking with me for a day, like almost a full day now.
Right.
He's like, all right, bet. And I'm like, well, we could talk about it on the podcast. What, in your words, Alan, what would you describe you saw in this video that I showed you? It was a 3.5 minute video.
You guys remember when Blockbuster existed and fucking you could get those Faces of Death videos? That's what this was.
Or like Live Leak, like the new version is like Live Leak, I think it's called. Live Leaks.
Yes. It was. So for you millennials, the youngest out there.
How old are you?
I actually think I might be. I'm a zennial.
How old are you?
There's branches. I'm 38. I'm about to be.
So you might be right Aquarius. Outside of. I'm an Aquarius too.
Yeah, I know.
When's your birthday?
February 13th. February 2nd is yours.
Yeah.
Because I listen to your podcast. I'm like, you.
That's fucked up. Okay, but what were you saying though? Like, for real.
Faces of Death. It was like, remember those Faces of Death videos where you just...
It's like too real. It's like, yeah, it's real, it's like, shit.
You're like, that motherfucker is dead. And that is pretty much...
Like somebody getting his head chopped off in like Saudi Arabia or some shit.
Yeah, or like someone like falls or a stuntman doing a trick and it goes bad and you're just looking at it
like... Or like a fucking plane just crashing to the... Like a plane crashing to the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fucking serious.
Like, go to YouTube. Just type in Faces of Death. You're going to be like, oh,
wait, is Faces of Death on YouTube?
I don't know. Actually, now that I think about it, they've changed a lot of things in YouTube. They might be like, you don't want
to. So watch. Okay, but you finish what you were saying because I have a great thought to that.
So I saw the video that you showed me.
Was it a crazy video?
It was a very crazy video, but I don't know what I was more impressed by. I don't know if I was more impressed by the Mother Nature aspect of things or the fact that like you could tell like this old man was just like, fuck you.
Okay, which is super interesting. So let me describe the video to y'all.
Yes.
So the video starts off with like some words saying, on this date in Illinois, mind you, such and such 90 something in some town, not that Fairfield, maybe he said.
Fairville?
Know, Fairville or something. This motherfucker, he survived. But his wife died, his neighbor died, I think the dog died, everybody died. He didn't, though.
He was on the second floor.
Second floor.
During a tornado.
And then underneath that paragraph was another paragraph that was like, if you see your tornado, nigga, don't take a video.
I'm pretty sure it wasn't like
exactly. No, but I'm saying in my own words. It is not verbatim. If you see a tornado, nigga, get your ass out of there.
Run, dude.
Don't just stand there and look at it in awe.
Run away.
So here's what happened, y'all. This shit is bananas. As a matter of fact, I'm going to tell y'all exactly what to look up. It's called, okay, if y'all want to see it right now, y'all can pause this. It's in YouTube. Man records tornado as it passes right through his home.
And he's on the second floor.
Okay, so that's what you do.
It's fucking insane.
This motherfucker is recording a video. And you can see it. And I'm trying to get into where his psyche was. So he sees it like off in the distance from his second floor. And I could see how you might think for a second, is it coming towards me? I don't know. What the fuck is that? To me, I would think that's a fucking vicious tornado.
Yes.
It doesn't look like the funnel ones that you see. It's just a big fucking blob of craziness.
That's because he was like right on top of it.
Because he was so close. Yeah. Right. But I knew that there's different types of tornadoes.
Yes.
And there's some that are like perfect pretty ones that you can see like a funnel. I think it's called a funnel or some shit. This was like a big ass, just crazy fucking black cylinder.
Yeah, there wasn't like a straight freaking shape of it. It was all over
the place. It was just spread. Like a big ass storm, yes. Right? Anyway, so he's looking and he's recording it. He's like, oh, that's interesting, right? And I'm thinking, wait a minute, motherfucker, this tornado's pretty close. Like, how come you're not running?
Yeah.
And he's just man up. Mind you, he's 80 years old. I wonder if that has anything to do with it.
It might be the fact, like, you think 80 as in, like, he's old, but I don't think he's, like, senile to the point, because first of all, he turned on a phone. And he recorded it. I think this man is, I'm going to go off on a limb and say he's one of me. I think he's a fucking veteran. He's a badass.
He seems like he might have been in the army.
Yeah, like, or I don't something. Know why. At the, yeah, he's just like, fuck yeah. this. Let's go.
Or he's murdered somebody before. Yeah, he gets a lot. He used to get a lot of pussy back in the day.
You know when
he's a man.
You know when Forrest Gump and Lieutenant Dan is in the middle of the fucking storm, and Lieutenant Dan's looking Lieutenant up at God. Dan! Is this all you got? Is this all you got? And he's like challenging God. I'm pretty sure that was this old man.
It felt like that without screaming.
Yeah, no words.
So
just breathing.
So he right. Here's what makes it creepy. So he has his he has his like camera phone.
Yeah,
and he's looking at this motherfucker, and it's kind of quiet. There's no birds.
And he's steady too, though.
Super steady.
Yeah.
No birds. You hear him breathing a little bit in the background.
Yeah.
And you see this fucking tornado coming.
There's lightning at eye level, and he's just like staying there.
He's just staying there, and it's getting closer and closer. So the video is like 3.5 minutes, and I'm sitting there thinking,
"Run, bitch!
Like, you fucking kidding me? You're about to die, nigga! Like, what are you doing? You're about to die." Anyways, this motherfucker keeps coming. It keeps coming. He keeps being more of a fucking man.
Did he retreat? Nope.
Nope. He just stayed there to the point, you guys. You ever seen that movie Twister?
Yes, we have cows.
Yeah, it was literally Twister, but real life.
Yes.
But he was in it.
Yeah.
You guys have to YouTube this shit. And then like all of a sudden you just see like this fucking house. You have to YouTube it. You have to stop this podcast right now and YouTube that. Man, record. What was it again? One more time. Because they gotta really check this out.
I don't want to fuck it up. What is it?
Man records tornado as it passes right through his house.
That's ridiculous.
And he survived.
And his wife, who was downstairs.
She did not.
Dead.
Dead as fuck.
And he stood there on the second floor recording a tornado, hitting him.
So then it got me in like a rabbit hole of watching.
Maybe it was the fight, flight, or freeze method sort of thing. Maybe he wasn't that much of a man as we think he was. But I want to give him credit for that.
So the chick last night, her thought was, she heard that when something's like that's happening, you just kind of get in awe of it, and you almost get like paralyzed to just seeing it.
Yeah, freeze.
And I could see that. I could see that happening.
I don't think
there's true. I feel like maybe when it was in that distance of this video, that you could be like, "Oh shit, that's interesting. What the fuck is that?" I think I could see myself saying, "Oh, okay, is it going left?" But there was a moment within like a minute and a half in. Where you're like, okay, this thing is getting bigger and it hasn't moved off course.
I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt to the fact that he took his camera phone out in advance before that motherfucking thing even formed. And he was like, "I know it's coming." And he was like, "I'm filming it.
You're giving him mad credit.
I do.
He's like, "I'm a fucking man. Fuck this storm. This storm can suck my dick.
I know you're coming, bitch. I'm standing right here outside on my porch."
Well, you know, and here's another thought was that he was 80 years old.
Uh-huh.
So what if he's like, "You know what? Fuck it. I'm about to have the greatest video of all time."
Maybe.
You know what I'm saying? See? You saw that, right? You heard that?
Is Google listening to listening?
Well, first of all, everybody's listening.
Yes.
Google's listening. Apple's listening. There's no Apple products in here. I promise you Apple's listening. I bet you somehow Apple's listening. You saw that?
Yeah, I did. I heard
nothing touch nothing. I'm just sitting here talking.
Play it back. I'm sure you can hear it back.
It is what it is. Yeah, but that video is insane, you guys. You guys have to check this shit out.
Awesome.
Another thing. Before, because this is 52 minutes already.
Well done.
Isn't this shit crazy?
Well done.
How fast it goes?
Very quick.
Let me ask you this.
Yes.
Anybody, and you're, how many episodes you said again? 50 something?
I'm at 50.
You're 50 episodes.
Yes.
I'm on episode
I've done 50. I'm not at 50.
You've done 50 of your personal episodes of your podcast.
And you're in two of them.
And y'all need to go follow that shit right now.
TheGrayArea.com. You could go to the Ebony and Ivory episodes, Chris, right here.
Check that out first, you know, to get y'all a little get comfortable. But it's just me drinking, talking to this fool.
Mm-hmm. Good times.
And then check out the other episodes. This is what you do. Circling back.
Tornadoes.
No.
Man, this is what he was like. This is where we're going. 52 minutes.
No. The podcast.
There we go.
Podcast. Thank you. What advice do you have for anyone who's considering a podcast?
You need to stay motivated. Mm. You're not going to get famous overnight. You're not going to blow up overnight. Even your friends on your friend lists or whatever that you share it with, even the people that you think would follow you. They're not going to. They're not going to. They're not going to. They're not going to listen to you. You need to keep pushing and keep going, and eventually it's going to catch on. Because I promise you. For instance, me, I've just been going over a year, and on one platform, I'm at 1.5 thousand followers on one platform. And that's Podbean. That's not Google Play. That's not Apple Podcasts. That's not, you know, Spotify. So possibly multiply that by four. And that's pretty much where I'm at in a little over a year. So that's pretty good, especially for a podcast, because podcasts run 45 minutes to like an hour. You need to push. You need to commit. You need to have guests. You need to have an interesting aspect on your topic. You need to find your topic. You need to find your platform. And you just need to keep going. Cares none. Give zero fucks about how everybody else perceives it and how little attention you're getting at the beginning. Because if you keep pushing, someone's got to catch it. And they're going to tell someone. And they're going to tell someone. And they're going to tell someone. And then it's going to network out. And then all of a sudden, you're a fucking spider web of awesome. Trust me, it's worth it. If you want to, you just got to keep pushing.
I'm gonna tell you this right now. When you said you just got to keep pushing, I could argue that might be the most important part of anything.
Yes,
that you're trying to do that's dope, because there's gonna be moments where one, you don't want to do a podcast.
You want to give up.
You want to give up. Oh, I'm putting all this time and money in and buying these equipments and. And the numbers aren't what you would like them to be or what you thought they would be. But you have to keep going. The term trust the process. So as a person who's doing it, you, right, Alan, you've been doing this. You got followers. You're doing your shit. You can look at me as far as my comedy thing on Instagram.
Love it.
I would give literally the same advice. If you believe in what the fuck that you do and you believe you have value, right? You believe your podcast has value, don't you?
I do.
I believe that my comedy has value. I do believe that this podcast will eventually have... It has value now. But my point is people will eventually see it because I believe it has value now.
If you believe it, you can achieve it.
But there's going to be those days where it's not as dope as you thought, or, you know, there's not as many views as you want, or not as many likes as you want. As a matter of fact, Instagram, I don't know what's going on with Instagram, but and it's not just me, it's everyone, like, platform-wide, the engagement rate has gone down. I have 20,000 followers, but not 20,000 people watch my videos. No more. They used to, but and when I first started, I have a couple of videos that are 200,000, 300,000 plus.
Nice.
They've slowed it down for whatever reason. I've heard it's because Instagram was like, wait a minute, all these motherfuckers is getting put on, these influencers are making a fuck ton of money, and no one's paying Instagram, like, they're not getting their money. They're like, wait a minute, you're using our shit, and we're not getting paid off of it? Which makes sense. It's like Uncle Sam saying, wait, hold on, nigga, we need our money. So I get it. Again, I don't know if that's true, but I've just heard that. But my engagement rate has gone down by a mile, but am I being less funny?
No.
No, it's not. It has nothing to do with that. It's just they've decided that you're going to come through us. You want your shit out, you got to come through us. And there's ways to advertise your shit through Instagram by paying them personally, and that's how they make money.
I will never sell out. I don't give a fuck. If I like your product, then yes, I'll push you. But if I don't, then I'm just going to be like, nah. I don't give a fuck.
But my point is the engagement rate. So how come? Now, I know there's algorithms and they try to push the shit, but and none of my shit's fake. There's 20,000 people who've decided that they would like to see what I have to offer, but for some reason, getting more than 7 or 8 grand it seems almost impossible in the last 5 or 6 months. No matter what the content, whether it's super ridiculous, whether it's super hilarious, whether it's super funny or not, Whereas they used to be at the 300,000s. Is that because I'm a piece of shit? No, they've changed their algorithms.
Yes. They don't share it. They don't promote it as much. They might think that they might not get as much from your videos Instagram wise, but your viewers, yes. But you know viewers fall off. They change. They lose their accounts. They random. No,
so you get your percentages. Yeah. But listen, out of 20,000, I'm making this number up. This is arbitrary number, but 17,000 of them are probably still active.
I could tell you. I could probably guess why you're not getting as high.
I think it's because I haven't been going to them.
I think it's because you haven't been going to Dunkin'. Those motherfuckers loved you, okay? Because
but all my biggest videos had nothing to do with Dunkin'.
But you have to understand that your followers, I think.
I've been thinking about the Walker Duncan too.
I love that shit. I think. What's up, Steve?
I love the Walker Duncan.
I think your followers.
You know why I stopped doing it, right?
No.
And it's the truth. Here's the truth. I stopped doing it, one, because it was getting expensive where I was at the time to buy a cup of coffee every day just for this. It felt like it wasn't authentic, because I'm like, well, bro, I'm going to keep buying a $3 cup of coffee when I can't afford it because of the podcast? Doesn't make sense. It's not authentic, because that's not practical. So then I stopped. The walking tour doesn't bother me, because that was a way to get exercise. Also, I was doing it based on a date, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we were getting to the point where I was running out of the days.
Like, you have like 100 and something.
I did it for like 160 something days in a row.
Yeah.
And I totally would go back. And I kind of wanted to do it while I was getting cold, so people would prove how serious I am about follow through. Because I swear to God, I would go. I've walked up there in the rain,
yeah,
and sleet and shit.
Today would have sucked.
But I would have done it. I swear to God, I would have done it.
And feels like negative 16 out
here's
here
a question.
In Chicago.
Should I go back? Should I start it up again?
As a voice of the people, because I represent the people for the gray area, yes.
Yes, you think I should bring it back? The Walko Duncan.
Because that's where I was getting to. Good segue back to me about your thing, about your followers. I think they followed. They loved your content, but I think they loved your stories.
Well, no, I can't agree with that, because I've had videos that have 300,000 plus views, and I've never had even close, not even like 1% of that on my stories. My really? Highest stories ever was like 800 views.
Oh,
so no.
Even the Walko Duncans, huh?
Even the Walko Duncans, which is still, again, and a lot of people like the Walko Duncan. Don't get me wrong. I realize a lot of people like the Walko Duncan. And some of my top 50% of my videos, the Walko Duncan ones had some high views on them, you know. But I'm telling you, the one with the my video with me singing about the White Christmas.
Oh yeah, what
300,000 views?
Nice.
Okay, 300,000. I haven't even remotely come close to that in forever. And it's like, maybe I just had that one video that just went viral. And it, again, no one can prove to you what the fuck viral even means. Like, oh, I mean, we know what it means, but you don't know what shit goes viral. Like,
does this platform that you do podcasts on, does it track listening? Does it track?
Yeah, I know my numbers and shit. Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely. Which
it'll blow up, man.
Oh, I'm not worried about it. I'm talking about Instagram. I'm talking about. What was the reason we were talking about the viewership on Instagram? There was a reason we were talking about that.
Because it blew up, and then all of a sudden it just sort of fell off based on, and you thought,
oh, okay, so going back to the stick-to-itiveness, that's why I brought that up.
Circle back.
Because I could sit there and say I could stop making videos. I was just a flash in the pan. So mm-hmm. It is what it is. But no, you got to keep going, because everyone who's ever done anything says you go through those moments. So to me, this is just like trusting the process. I don't give a fuck who you are, whether you're Donald Trump, whether you're fucking Elon Musk, whether you're fucking Steve Carl, me or you.
Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart was just in a fucking vicious accident recently.
Yeah, and now he's back on top.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck who you are, what you're doing, what you think you're good at, how hard you're going. There's going to be up and downs. There's no such thing as this. As a matter of fact, Jordan Peterson, you know who that is?
Why does it sound familiar?
He's like one of the world's dopest fucking professors. He was on the Rogan podcast. I've talked about him a bunch of times. He just, the way he thinks is super fucking, he's just dope how he thinks, and the shit what he says makes sense.
Okay.
But one of the things he was talking about was how,
Peterson?
Jordan Peterson, yeah.
He was talking about something?
Yeah, he was talking about a lot of things. Cash not. I give a fuck. As a matter of fact, hold on. We had an hour anyway.
There it is.
How easy was that to get to an hour? I don't think people realize how easy it is to get to this point.
It was a fucking blink.
Because our shit was like that on your shit.
Yeah.
And we went an hour and a half. I tried my hardest to keep them at an hour. Maybe once I get the video popping, it'll go a little bit longer.
Yeah, makes sense.
But, that's coming. I got another surprise too for everyone. I don't even think I told you. I might have told you this.
Not yet, because I was gonna call you out on it, because you went on your stories on Instagram, you're like, I got big news for you coming soon. And then you've stopped. And I was like, fuck.
So I got two. And there's one I can tell y'all because I've already told it. The camcorder.
Yes.
The nice one.
The Panasonic HD 100, 506 and a half.
Yeah, that one. Specifically that one.
X.
It's nice, bro. I've been sitting here researching, studying. I've been watching. You can go on YouTube and fucking, you can Google this brand and then like test videos and mm-hmm. it's 4K. Like, it's like legit.
Oh shit.
It's like, it's legit.
No shit.
Coleman's got one. Coleman bought one. I don't even know. Why the fuck would he buy one? This nigga don't do nothing social media. He don't do nothing on TV. He just wants to do it to like do his recitals for his kid.
Porn. Oh.
Porn? Yeah, I mean, hey, to be honest.
Homemade videos.
Hey, I was, what kind of porn you click on?
What kind of porn do I click on?
Yeah, what's your number one porn click?
I just go to the featured and sort of scroll.
That's not, all right, I like that. I like that. I've done that too, like the homepage.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, oh, okay. Yeah, and it kind of gives you like different.
Yeah.
You want, can you guess what I tend to lean?
White girls.
Okay, but what kind of white girls?
Big booty white girls. Did I nail it?
1,000%.
Yeah.
Hey, it's called the, what's this shit called? There's pogs.
Yes.
Pretty.
Fat ass.
So is it, okay.
Fat ass white girls.
Is it fat ass, P-H-A-T white girls, or is it pretty ass white girls? Or is it phenomenal ass white girls?
Pogs are fat ass white girls. P-H-A-T, white girls.
How would I ask that to Google? I'm about to ask Google.
Google's going to be like,
hey, Google, what does pog mean when talking about sex?
According to Wikipedia, among early 20th century gay men, pog was a term for man who enjoys receptive anal sex.
We went, no, that's not
right. No, that's not right, you guys. That's not
no
right.
Homo. Delinquents, no. I'm sorry.
No, that's, I swear to God, that is not what that means. All disclaimers.
Damn it.
That backfired.
It did.
We're too gay motherfuckers. We're about to fuck when the podcast is over. With that being said, we're going to end this right now.
All
right. And as always,
bye.
Cares not.